I don't even carry a cell phone, but I find this intrusive.
Yeah, this is the way business is done now
I'm
in the
sorry.
commercial world. People sitting in the basements. Hi, Mary, you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is the Zoning Board of Appeals. Today's Monday, July 13th. Present, we have four regular members. Athena, I'm sorry, Athena
Loveland.
Loveland, Ann Decker, Jonathan Treat, and myself, William Pike. So with that, we'll get to the agenda. Like people to take a look at the minutes from the last meeting. Those folks are here, and then let me know if you see anything that needs to be changed. Oh, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
All right.
Okay. One application on the agenda tonight. Before we do that, is there anyone online or any public comment independent of the applicant? Okay, hearing none. Going to open a public hearing for Mr. Joseph Costanzo.
Costanzo, yeah.
Yep, Costanzo. Sorry. 43 Deming Road, requesting a variance reducing the left side yard setback from 20 to 13 feet to construct an attached 600-foot garage. So, Joe or Joseph?
Joe's fine.
Joe, have you been in front of a ZBA before?
I have not.
So we'll open the public hearing for this application. Tell us what it is you want to do and go through the hardship information provided. Anything you want to share with us or tell us about your application, we're willing to hear. There'll be some question and answers from us. Once we're collectively satisfied asking you questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll discuss it amongst ourselves and then we'll take a vote on your application.
Okay.
Okay. So why don't you come up to the table and the time is yours.
Okay. Looking to build the 600 square foot garage, which would need the 7 foot variance. Would still leave 13 feet as a buffer between my proposed garage and the neighbor, the property line. I'm in good standing with my neighbors. We have a good relationship and they're all on board if you decide that this is okay. What I'm building the garage for is I have a third vehicle, and our existing garage is very shallow. There's very little room to store anything but two vehicles. I own a lot of yard equipment and tools. My big enthusiasm is working on cars, which I'm not able to do currently, given the situation. And I'm a big do-it-yourselfer, so I have a great deal of tools where I actually have to store at my shop. So they're all the way in East Hartford because I simply don't have the room to store them, rather than carrying stuff into the basement and whatnot. The car that we'd like to park in, there's a collector car which we'd like to keep indoors. One, of course, we've been dealing with a lot of car thefts, and the mice problem is pretty bad out here.
It
I'm sure you know. I caught my first, well, I saw my first rat snake in the backyard, so he's doing his job. So essentially, that's what we're looking for. The only place that I can realistically build the garage would be attached to the existing one down below my property where you first enter the driveway. If I were to build a structure there, it would impede my ability to, if we had problems with septic and leach fields, if we had to get equipment there, the garage would be in the way of that. So that's why I think, and not to mention building it on the end of the house would look more natural to the architecture in the neighborhood. I think 600 square feet is about the amount I need to practically keep the extra vehicle plus all the equipment that I own. So keep it indoors, because currently my lawnmower sits outside underneath the cover. There is no room in the garage for two cars and a lawnmower. So I think they were thinking more of flash when they built these houses rather than practical use. So that is it for me. This
This is your current house?
yeah
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
it is well that's the proposed garage on the end that I want to build.
Yeah, John. So the current garage, it's showing the proposed garage as it was part of the house. So the house ends here currently.
There's another picture if you want to see without worse at the yard sign, so you can see what the house looks like without.
Okay. Joe, could you say a little bit more about the hardship? I read through your letter. In terms of the drainage and the septic, I just wanted to, get a little understanding of what you said in your letter. If you could just explain your own words.
As you approach the house from the street to the left of the driveway is leach fields and the septic tank leading up to the house. There's a small area down at the bottom of the driveway that's open, but in the case if I had issues with my septic and drainage, that's the only way for the equipment to get in. On the front left corner, we have the catch basin, which I think is in favor of the town, but on my property. And there's a hill there as well. So there's really no good access to anywhere else but through the driveway.
So you're saying that that's a potential barrier for building on the left side
Correct.
of the property. There was a drainage. Area to the right of your driveway.
To the left, there's a catch basin there.
No, on the other side, there's
Oh,
actually a sewer drain.
there's yeah, I think there's a storm drain at the right of the driveway.
That was the phrase I was looking for. Thank you.
There is.
What do you know where that is? Is that capturing anything between your home and the home to the right?
I believe, not mistaken, it's pretty much right at our property line where the storm drain is.
Right, but if you went in from the storm drain between your house and your neighbor's house, you walk straight in. Is there anything in that wooded area there between the two lots?
No, it's just woods.
It's just woods.
It's
It's
about
not a
20,
stream
25
or
feet. Correct.
a stream or a gully or
25 feet of woods.
Roughly in between our where my property line starts right at the wooded area, and I measured it off from the plot plan that the town provided, and it measures perfectly to the wooded area, 20 feet from the corner of the existing foundation. And then we have a good 20, 25 feet of woods, and then it's my neighbor Cliff's backyard from there. So there's still a good amount of area between the two of us.
Do you happen, you know, I'm not perfect at reading these things. How far are you from the side yard setback to the on the left side of your house, looking out from the street?
From the left hand side, I've never taken that measurement, to be honest with you. That'd be more than 20 feet going
so
to the
I,
left.
You know, and I'm just, and it, you know, could you show me where the septic tank and field are on this?
Okay, so from the corner of the house,
yep,
the septic comes out, and then the leach fields go this way.
Okay,
and this is where that's where the catch basin is down in.
Well, where's the tank?
The tank is about right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it seems to me that possibly the house is positioned on this location of the lot because of the catch basin and the slope, and I don't know if it's designated as wetlands or what caused them to.
That's all Bolton Land Trust border here, and then yeah, okay. That's a big swamp over there.
But clearly, they positioned your house in the middle of the lot.
Correct. Yeah, they jockeyed it over. Exactly.
Which is the left side of your house?
This would be the left-hand side. Yeah, it's a little. I didn't understand the application that was drawn because it said a left side setback, but I didn't know if those terms were from an eagle eye view down facing north or whatever. But it's really the right-hand side from the street. I'm looking to build it.
Yeah, I had the same reaction when I read the.
I didn't know.
You're not sure if you're left and right either.
I am. I am usually.
Yeah, so really, I didn't know how you termed it. If it was like you said, looking down
the street, looking inward.
Okay, so then it would be a right side.
The right, we put it in. If approved, we put it in the application.
Perfect.
Right side yard setback.
And then the dwelling that's on the adjacent house, adjacent lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is how far from your property line, would you guess?
Let's see. So there's my property line, the wooded area, which is 20, 25 feet. And I would have to say it's probably an additional 100 feet to a house.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's his backyard. Yeah.
You may have provided information that would answer my question, and pardon me if that's the case.
Have you considered enlarging the garage that you currently have?
The landscape in the back, they set stones all the way around the property line. So there's not much room behind there, and there's a hot tub sitting back there where the previous owners had put some landscaping and plopped a hot tub there too as well. So not a lot of room there.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a shed dormer above the garage as well, so that would be a pretty tricky thing to do. Yeah.
There's an area in the back of your house that sticks out. This right here.
Oh yeah, there's a little jog in the kitchen that they didn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you could come forward with the garage. The roof, I understand, is a complication, but you could come forward.
You could. It would take some unique driveway building and dealing with the overhangs of the house and the roof line, I think, would also be another tricky thing. I've looked at it from all different angles, but my brother-in-law is a builder, who actually I learned the trade from myself. And I brought him to the house, showed him what I was dealing with, and he was calling out this. He said that he could do it this way, but I think it's not going to look very natural to the house because we're going to have to construct it in a way where it's going to be kind of awkward. And that was my biggest thing, is trying to keep the house looking like almost with the addition that it was built that way from the very beginning. So,
Yep, makes sense.
yeah.
May I pose a question? You refer to unique physical conditions. Unique. You know what unique means, and I do. And then,
Out of the ordinary.
what are the unique conditions?
Meaning, because of the hill in the front left corner of the house, the catch basin, there's no other access to the property besides this driveway.
So is the hill unique or the catch basin?
The combination of the two, they're together. Yeah, they're right there in that corner.
Catch basin.
And the positioning of the leach field and septic all on one side. And the only other big side of the driveway is within the same 20-foot setback as well. So.
So basically, the position of the catch basin and where the septic
And the leach fields are, yeah.
system is.
They've also built two large landscape islands, one big one in the front of the house and one right in the middle of the yard as well. So in order, if you were to try to build something there, you'd have to cut all the trees down there and get rid of the landscaping hump and all that stuff. It'd be a lot of work.
The hump, this is on your property.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. That was the landscaping that was there when I purchased the house. It was like two big landscape islands that they had built there. So,
Can you think of a word other than unique that you could live with?
even the unique. Really. Yeah.
A lot can hang on the word hardship, and that's why I was seeking some clarity. But that's, you've answered my question. Thank you.
How long have you lived there?
About 8 months now.
8 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So recent.
Yes.
Did you know about what use you would want for this third garage when you purchased the house?
Yeah, I had the same idea. Although I didn't look into the particular zoning laws when we purchased the house. So that I'm guilty of not finding that out ahead of time, you know.
Would you be, could you strike unique out of your application
I
and live
could.
with it?
I could.
I don't know that it's germane to what we're trying to do here, but I'd be more comfortable if it didn't say unique. And I make a mo can I make a motion at this time?
After we close
After you close the
public hearing.
Okay.
Any Athena, any questions?
I was going to ask if you have like official plans for your garage, if a surveyor's come out and marked off where it's going to go, or it's still
Haven't gotten
conceptual.
that far yet.
Okay.
The previous owner had put some millings down next to the garage, so that's basically the footprint we picked
Okay.
because they sort of graded it already at 20-foot mark from the corner of the foundation. So I'm trying, and it looks natural building right to there instead of going further towards the neighbor in near to the woods there. You'd have to build it up, maybe build a retaining wall, but I picked the 20 feet because I think it would plop natural with the setting there already.
So this picture, the application says subordinate to the existing. The picture kind of shows us maybe even recessed a little bit from the front of the garage.
Correct. Yeah, because
And
we'd have to.
this drawing shows it protruding Beyond.
Okay, that initially that's how we were kind of thinking of it. We're going for the 20 by 30, but the real building would be even with the front of the foundation and jutting in the back a little bit instead, jogging
Okay,
towards the back.
so then that begs the question, are you encroaching on the rear setback?
No, there's well more than 20 feet away from there. The well is behind the house, and we spoke to the sanitarium. There's no setback from building near the well, as long as there's no drainage, there's no footing drains or roof drains. She said we can build as close to the well as possible, so we're going to probably jog backwards instead of forwards, because it'll help with the overhangs and the roof line. If we drop the roof line below the existing, we just have to cut into the siding and extend.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the square footage of the existing two-car garage?
I'm not sure exactly, honestly. I believe it's 20 deep. I don't have the exact measurements. I don't. I'm sorry. They're very shallow, though. When you park a vehicle, you have about 5 feet in front of your vehicle as far as storage and whatnot for tools. Yeah.
It looks like, based on this map, though, if you slide the garage back so it's recessed, or even with the current garage, that you're gonna quite possibly in the back, your setback is 35 feet, not 20 feet.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would like to know the measurement of how much space you have from that back corner of your foundation to the rear setback, because if it's, let's assume if your garage is 20 feet and you got 10 feet sticking out here in the drawing, if now you're putting that 10 feet in the back and you only have 6 feet, now you're encroaching on that as well.
I got you. Yep.
Let's add any measurement. The existing.
So this is showing 37 feet. If this is that your rear property line there on this drawing?
Yes.
So this is showing 37 to the corner
Oh.
of your kitchen.
In the kitchen.
So if you're sliding past that point where you're choosing what Athena is saying is right. It's important to know where you're intending to put that garage. But if you're passing, running past that. Again, I don't understand. I don't know how far this is. He's 37 to here, 37.2. If you're not doing it like this or very similar to this, then you're also asking, you're going to build too close to your rear setback line
Right,
if you slide that house back.
I'm perfectly fine with making it less deep to meet that exact number in the back. If it doesn't go all the way back, we can always jog a little forward and a little back, but we would definitely stay within the setback of the rear property line.
I mean,
This
it's
is
no
all.
way I don't think I can extract it off this picture, how much play you have there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, no, I hear what you're saying.
We're calling this 37.2.
Okay. Yeah, so we would just go even with the 35-foot mark. We don't have a problem with that at all. Just making sure we wouldn't ask
And
for a
reduce
variance
the
like that.
front of the garage
If
if
necessary, I mean,
necessary.
we could jog it out a little bit in the front, but we'd like to use as much as we can in the rear setback.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, this rendering is showing two normal-sized garage doors, and then this one is extra wide. Yes, sort of a two-car garage. Okay. Could you make do with a single car garage as your third bay that would not encroach on the setback?
Well, it would. My whole idea was to keep a vehicle on one side and all my yard equipment on the other, and all the equipment I have in my shop in East Hartford over there. So, yeah, it's not quite enough room for a single car.
For what you would want to do.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And that is one of the things that we're going to be discussing when we close the public hearing is, if it meets the standard of a hardship. And sometimes, regardless of what we want to do, it may not meet that. So we will consider.
Okay.
fact, if I'm not mistaken, the rules that we have to adhere to, I think they say if a well-defined hardship is in place, the Zoning Board of Appeals has no power to grant a variance. I think those are the words. It's, they don't mince the words.
Right, so we've got some things to take up, just to make sure. Mary, I guess I'm addressing this to you. The verbiage really needs to say right side setback in the application. And we're going to have to indicate, Joe, that the granted variance assumes no encroachment on the rear setback. If this isn't exactly how you plan to build, you know, we've marked things up and made some minor adjustments, but it can't be, you know, I've got a variance, and therefore I could, you know, I can do what I want now. And I'm not suggesting you're thinking that way, but it's intended to support a specific request. Not a generic request, understood, right? For variance. So you're kind of in a, you know, without seeing the dimensions that of this extension, you know, I get to 20 and 30. I don't know how deep your house is now, but you know, you either got to build it the way you've got it indicated here, or you might find yourself not having a 30-foot structure.
Understood.
Right. Unless you choose to come out like this is a drawing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So if you build it over the rear setback, they could send you here and tell you to tear it down.
That would be the last thing I would want to do.
Okay, so you can't get one variance and then violate, you know.
Understood.
Another constraint on your property.
I'm more of an ask for permission than for forgiveness to deny, So,
misinterpretation, assumption, those types of things. And that's why we try to be very specific about and understanding what's going to be done, and then have the variance, if it's passed, clearly state why it's being granted.
Okay.
I get the extended length. If you leave it the same width of the existing garage, and you've helped yourself a little bit, but not with the vehicle. So you're looking for a little more depth, which I understand, considered a reasonable desire to answer, right? But the desire doesn't, you know, create the acceptance, right, of the variance. So, okay. Any more questions?
Okay.
Sina?
I'm all set.
I have a question of you, if I may.
Of course. I don't know if it's when my blood pressure goes up.
As you sit here and consider this, in your mind, what is the hardship?
In my mind, the hardship is the original decision as to where to put the house, the septic, and the leach field, based on the slope of the land and the existence of the drain. I'm having trouble with drainage words tonight.
Catch basin.
What is it?
Catch basin.
And the position of the catch basin. So the house is basically positioned on the back right of the lot. So it's he's got plenty of room over here, but he's got limited room over here. And so it's to me, it's doesn't really make a lot of sense to put a garage on one side of the house, another garage on the other side of the house, and have two driveways. I know it doesn't not I know it certainly exists somewhere, but he's got a leach field here, so he can't really practically have a pathway to this side of the house. So despite the R1, the house is in this back corner here, right? He's close to the rear setback. So I mean, if you just looked at in common lots, right, you put it somewhere in the middle, right?
Should we save this for the discussion?
Yep.
Thank you.
I'm just yes. So that's my thoughts. Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Anything else you'd like to say, Joe, before we close the public hearing?
I think that's everything. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Public. Okay.
May we look at your place?
Sure.
If we get that far, if this is continued.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, the public hearing is closed. Having no business, new business is taking up the applicant request that we just discussed. Joe Costanzo,
Yep.
43 Deming Road. Okay, thoughts?
I feel like this plan as is very nebulous. There's a lot of, well, it could go here, it could go there, and that doesn't sit right with me. I'd much rather have a concrete plan before we make a decision on this, personally. In the past, we've had people come in with plans that are a little bit more thought out. They've had a surveyor come out. They've said it's going to be this size, it's going to be this width, it's going to sit right here. This is, and this is just a rectangle on a map, which 20 by 30 we can adjust, and that's fine. But don't know. It's just.
In my opinion, the applicant has reasonable use of the property. There is a full single family house, two car garage, and if he would like to, he could add on another single car garage. It would not satisfy what he would like to do, but I think that he is sh we have shown that the land has provided reasonable use.
Okay.
My sentiments are not dissimilar to yours, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. I'm a little torn, to be quite honest with you. I think it's okay to have more garage, personally. I mean, it's a common thing in this world of accumulated physical items. I think there is encumbrance here, as I said it to John, to answering John's question, that the house is kind of put very close to the rear setback, and also reasonably close to the right side yard setback as well. Variance is 7. It's, I don't consider it egregious, but I think within potentially within the space he has, you have he has some opportunity to take advantage of the yard he does have without encroaching to that degree to the side yard setback. John talked about what the hardship and what our power is. I mean, we're constantly looking, is it good for the site? Is it good for the neighborhood? Is it good for the town? And people want to maximize the use of the land they have. And sometimes they're constrained. And when they're constrained, they need to have valid constraints that separate them from the other houses within the area, which I don't. I understand the catch basin is there and the septic's there. So I'm still also leaning on the fact that there's a reason they put this house where they did. Right? It's how they, not every lot is perfect. And so you look at where the driveway needs to go, where the house needs to go, how big the house can be, what's the zoning of the lot, where does the septic go, where does the leach field go? If there's a secondary leach field, where does that go? Where are the wetlands, within the proximity of the property, et cetera, et cetera? What's the slope of the land? And all of those things and others can establish a hardship for a homeowner where, yes, he has a certain amount of acreage, but it's not usable. And he would otherwise like it to be. And I think the not usable piece took place when this house was there, when they made a decision to put it where they did, right?
Yeah.
It's two sets of constraints. The house is back there, septic and leach are in front. Not uncommon, right? Not uncommon. Especially in Bolton. Okay, do we have a motion?
Were we okay with this and approving this without having a more concrete plan?
No,
Because I don't feel.
I'm a no on the application, just generally.
So you answered a different question she asked.
Correct. Yes,
Did you understand the answer to the question you asked that she gave you for the question?
I would much rather. I just feel like if we were to vote yes, we don't have a plan here that's concrete like we've had in the past, where somebody comes in and ha this is exactly where it's going to go. We have
Right.
a rectangle on a map,
Gotcha.
and that part
There's
I would
some question
prefer to
as to
have. Yeah.
exactly where the 30 by 20 is going to be situated. There isn't a question, there's not a question as to the magnitude of the variance request. If it's 20 feet wide.
You understand if the variance were granted, it goes up to that point and no further, regardless of what the actual.
On the side, yeah. But we don't.
I understand what you're saying, Thea. I
Yeah,
mean, I think the variability is front to back.
okay.
So that's why I caution the applicant.
But
Can't go
how
ahead and build.
is it on us to be concerned that he can go back and I mean, again, he can ask for forgiveness and that whole thing,
He'll
but
be, anybody who gets an application approved gets a visit.
okay.
At least one. Usually multiple to make sure it supports the general requirements of zoning and also the variance. So imagine if somebody gave you a 7 foot variance to the right side setback and used 10.
Yeah.
It's going to be identified.
Okay.
It's going to be identified. Pools being the biggest challenge. Need a volunteer for a motion.
Just thinking of that.
What's above the existing garage?
It's a bonus room. That's just
And does the Do the ceiling joists of the garage, do they serve as the floor joists for the room?
They do.
I'd like to ask a question about changing the plan.
Sure.
Have you considered, instead of making it 20 feet wide, making it maybe 35 or 40 feet long? I know it might not look, but if it might not look as nice, but maybe you can kind of hedge it back and bring it to the front as well. So it kind of has like a T shape on the end. So you can, it'll come forward a little bit from the front of the house, but then it also goes to the back. So you could store some of your equipment at the back as opposed to the side.
I did think about that, but my builder, who builds beautiful homes, he advised me the way it's going to look after that, because of the way you have to tie into the overhang and the roof line, is going to look very awkward. It's going to look like it's someone slapped it together. And that's, he was advising me try to get go a little wider instead of deep. It's going to look a little silly. And the reason why I didn't go further with more detailed plans, I was kind of told not to get in that depth with it as far as spending money on getting a builder and starting to do all that, just to see if, first of all, preliminarily, you were going to be okay with the encroachment. But I assumed that during this whole process, the building inspector would be visiting regularly and taking measurements and making sure I was within the boundaries that I'm allowed to build on. So last thing in my mind was getting your permission and doing what I want. I'm a roofing contractor myself. I deal with permits, and we're always straight shooters. I understand there's rules and regulations, and we stick by them.
Are the corners of the property currently pretty well? Are there pens or mirror stones at the corners that gives you confidence? Corners of your lot?
Oh, as far as where the property line is? Yeah, and there's also Bolton Land Trust markers everywhere on our property, yeah. Yeah.
They should be a good neighbor.
They are, yeah. And I'm respectful towards them. We don't drag trees back there or whatever. We leave the woods alone. Yeah.
I mean, either way, excuse me, sorry. Either way, you're going to have an overhang either at the front or the back where the house, the garage is sticking
Correct.
Out.
But the rear, because there's a shed dormer on the rear of the existing garage, we're going to kind of duplicate that, but just a step below it. Mm-hmm. So there'd be a small shed dormer in the back.
There's a dormer on the back of the garage?
There is, yeah. Mm-hmm. That built sort of like a cave, the garage.
Yeah, feeling the board, it's perfectly okay to ask a question of the applicant, but we gotta keep the exchange monotone. You know, one of the things we do as a board is are there alternatives? And then in this case, the alternative is not a 20-foot wide garage. And the applicant has some, you know, opportunity for how deep to add to where there's already a two-car garage. Within the ...13 feet of play, yes.
to the side yard setback. So there's room here for a 13 foot, 12 foot wide structure. I'd like to make a motion. May I?
Yes.
I make a motion that we continue this till next month, which will give those of us that are interested a chance to visit your property.
Okay. That's fair.
Thank you. Second.
We'll second that.
Any discussion?
Just the visit, you would make an appointment with me, we would meet together and I would show you around, or is it a visit they would visit on site on your own?
Sure. I'll let you answer that.
Sure call.
I'd love, I'm not hiding anything.
People
love,
have said you're welcome to walk up and walk the property.
Right. So but if you had any questions for me, I'd
don't
be there.
Do it before 4 o'clock, whatever works for you.
If we all come together, it constitutes a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't do that.
And then.
Can be two of us, no more than two.
Okay. I'm open for whatever you want to do. I'm just saying I'd be happy to host it if you wanted to do so. That's all.
Yeah, we've got to do it in to our individual schedules, I guess I would say.
Okay.
I'm happy to continue this. I don't have a problem with it. My concern is that I don't know that it's going to make any difference and it will prolong the process.
It'll make a difference to me.
Okay. Fair enough.
Good.
Okay.
I wouldn't ask for it if I didn't feel that it would somehow help me decide.
Okay.
Thank you.
May I ask a question? Would the next meeting, if there was a fifth or sixth person, would they be part of the vote, or is it now just part of four individuals?
No, they can vote.
Okay. On the next meeting, I'd be happy to draw a more clear version. I can take better measurements off the rear setback, so you're at ease that it's not going to encroach the rear.
This phone number here, we can call you at. So if we wanted to come by and...
Is it the 930?
930-6559.
That's it, yep.
Sure.
I'm flexible with my time, so I can be there at a moment's notice. So.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 4-0, it approves. Okay, we're going to table the discussion, Mary, until the next meeting. Okay. All right, anything else anyone would like to bring up? Motion to adjourn?
Second.
So made.
Bye. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for your time. So at this point, I'm just coming to the next month's meeting.
Yeah, Danielle will reach out to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
So we're to call you? Do we have to call to go visit?
You don't have to. I just figured if you wanted me there, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to. That's all. But you're welcome to walk the property anytime, sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Joe. All right, good night, Mary.